This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, March 11. Prophets and Priests. Our reading comes from Exodus chapter 8. Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, "Pray to the Lord and take the frogs away from me and my people, and I will let your people go to offer sacrifices to the Lord." Moses said to Pharaoh, "I leave to you the honor of setting the time for me to pray for you, and your officials, and your people, that you and your houses may be rid of the frogs, except for those that remain in the Nile." "Tomorrow," Pharaoh said. Moses replied, "It will be as you say, so that you may know there is no one like the Lord our God. The frogs will leave you and your houses, your officials and your people. They will remain only in the Nile." After Moses and Aaron left Pharaoh, Moses cried out to the Lord about the frogs he had brought on Pharaoh. And the Lord did what Moses asked. The frogs died in the houses, in the courtyards, and in the fields. They were piled into heaps, and the land reeked of them. But when Pharaoh saw that there was relief, he hardened his heart and would not listen to Moses and Aaron, just as the Lord had said. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron, stretch out your staff and strike the dust of the ground, and throughout the land of Egypt the dust will become gnats." They did this, and when Aaron stretched out his hand with the staff and struck the dust of the ground, gnats came on people and animals. All the dust throughout the land of Egypt became gnats. But when the magicians tried to produce gnats by their secret arts, they could not. Since the gnats were on people and animals everywhere, the magicians said to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." But Pharaoh's heart was hard and he would not listen, just as the Lord had said. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Get up early in the morning and confront Pharaoh as he goes to the river and say to him, 'This is what the Lord says, let my people go, so that they may worship me. If you do not let my people go, I will send swarms of flies on you and your officials, on your people and into your houses. The houses of Egypt will be full of flies, even the ground will be covered with them. But on that day I will deal differently with the land of Goshen, where my people live. No swarms of flies will be there, so that you will know that I, the Lord, am in this land. I will make a distinction between my people and your people. The sign will occur tomorrow." And the Lord did this. Dense swarms of flies poured into Pharaoh's palace and into the houses of his officials. Throughout Egypt, the land was ruined by the flies. Then Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, "Go, sacrifice to your God here in the land." But Moses said, "That would not be right. The sacrifices we offer the Lord our God would be detestable to the Egyptians. And if we offer sacrifices that are detestable in their eyes, will they not stone us? We must take a 3-day journey into the wilderness to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God as he commands us." Pharaoh said, "I will let you go to offer sacrifices to the Lord your God in the wilderness, but you must not go very far. Now pray for me." Moses answered, "As soon as I leave you, I will pray to the Lord, and tomorrow the flies will leave Pharaoh and his officials and his people. Only let Pharaoh be sure that he does not act deceitfully again by not letting the people go to offer sacrifices to the Lord." Then Moses left Pharaoh and prayed to the Lord, and the Lord did what Moses asked. The flies left Pharaoh and his officials and his people. Not a fly remained. But this time also Pharaoh hardened his heart and would not let the people go. It's not good for kings and presidents to have advisors who only agree with them and say they are the greatest. Sometimes you have to confront people in power with the truth, but they don't always listen. God sent Moses as his prophet to speak to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, but Pharaoh didn't recognize God. Pharaoh refused to free God's people, the Israelites, from slavery, so God sent plagues that infested all of Egypt. Pharaoh had magicians of the dark arts, but they had no power to stop the one true God. The magicians warned the king, but he wouldn't listen. Pharaoh did ask Moses to pray for him a couple of times. In this way, he recognized Moses as a priest of God, but Pharaoh didn't take God seriously. As soon as Moses prayed and God provided relief from a plague, Pharaoh would go back on his word again and again. You'd think that God would just give up on Pharaoh and destroy him, but God wants to forgive and to restore people to live with justice, doing what's right. That's why he calls us to pray for our enemies. It's not easy to act like priests in that way for others. And yet we keep praying for them, even when we don't see any change. Why? Because God has forgiven and restored us. Though we were his enemies, Jesus gave his life for our sake, so that we can have new life and live with justice and love for all. Who are the ones who need your prayers today? Pray with me. Lord, may we speak your truth and pray faithfully for others, that they may turn and be saved. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.